The press and the media make you think that a black man arming himself is illegal or criminal, or that he wants to arm himself to rob a liquor store or something. You know what I'm saying? That is for me to defend myself, and it should always be. It's just about surviving, you know, and we have to be honest about the tools that we use to survive. And why is a black life any more recoupable than a white life? You know what I'm saying? We know that they don't put the same security in the ghetto that they do in the whites in the white neighborhoods. So therefore, for me to be out here saying don't, you know, put your guns down and no violence, that's hypocritical. And if I didn't talk about the violence, everybody would act like the violence wasn't there. We as rappers bought that violence. We bought the violence that we seen on the street. We put in our records, for years. And after 3-4 years, people finally starting to see it because of all the statistics that's going on in the streets. If we stopped talking about it, then they wouldn't take statistics. And when they stopped taking statistics, then we'd be killing each other in the street. And these white people wouldn't care no more. Only reason they care is because, you know, there's been some strays and we done slipped over in the white neighborhoods. And there's kids in Iowa that want to be like us. You know what I'm saying? There's kids in Indiana that's trying to be like us because they can relate too. You know what I'm saying? In 2 years, I've had a gun pulled on me by my limo driver, by police, by everybody. You know what I'm saying? And I better be. You know what I'm saying? I've been attacked. You ain't read the papers about these skinheads trying to blow up black churches. Why? They see me as the enemy just like y'all do. You know what I'm saying? They can come to my house and sit outside my house just like anybody else can. A skinhead. And once my life is gone, it's gone. Can't nobody give it back to me. Not the judge, not the president, not the governor, not Calvin Butts, not Jesse Jackson. They can't do nothing but come to my funeral and talk pretty about how black people suffer. You understand?